Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nazir Daf Yud Aleph. We'll begin at the very top with the brand new Mishnah, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We're learning today, Le'ilu Nishmas David Schoenfeld. All the Nishmas we learned for should have an Aliyah from all learning. Okay, we begin the new Mishnah. Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the very top. Gemara starts, the Mishnah tells us, Mozgu Loas HaKos. They filled up a kos for a person, a cup of wine. They always use the Lashon of Mozgu because they used to have to go and dilute their wine. So they would have a concentrated wine, which they would dilute either with two parts of water, three parts of water usually, and so they gave this to a person. So they offered this cup to a person, but the person says, no, I can't have that wine. Hareini nazir mimeno. He uses this lashon that I am a nazir from having that wine. So what does he mean by this? So the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah says, harei zeh nazir. This person becomes a nazir. His usage of this term, Hareini Nazir Mimenu, so the top Tosus tells us, the Rosh says the same thing, Pirish, Nazir Min HaKos, he says, I'm a Nazir from this coast, so therefore, Harei Zeh Nazir, he becomes a Nazir, Pirish, Kol Din Nazirus Olav, all the Dinim of Nazirus come upon him. And the Rosh adds in the top Rosh, he says, Vafilu Rabbi Shimon, we had the Machlokas the other day, but according to Rabbi Shimon, if a person doesn't accept upon himself all of the aspects of Nazirus, so then he's not a Nazir. So he says, I'm only a Nazir for wine. So then he's not a Nazir. If he says, I'm only a Nazir for not becoming Tami Lemeis, he's not a Nazir. As opposed to the Chachamim say, when you accept one part, you automatically accept all the other parts as well. So the Rosh tells us that this is true even according to Rabbi Shimon. Afilu Rabbi Shimon, the Omar, Achiyazim Ikulon, that you have to become a Nazir from everything to become a Nazir. So here, Hacha Mode, even Rabbi Shimon would agree, Kivin the low hiskir behedja yayin, he didn't say I'm only a Nazir for wine. He said, this cup I'm a Nazir from. So therefore, the low gara miyados Nazirus. This is no different than using a yad of Nazirus. In other words, this is no different than saying that I wish to become a Nazir via using a yad, a handle, which we've explained is a perfectly valid form of accepting upon ourselves a Nazirus. Now, the Mishnah then tells us, Maisa Shahoya, Maisa Bishachas, it once was a woman who was unfortunately a drunkard, Shahisa Shikora, she was Nebuch known to like a glass of wine, Umaz Gulasa Kos, so they diluted the Kos for her, they poured her a cup of wine, and she said, Vama, Hareini Naziri Menu, ah, I can't have this, I'm a Naziri Menu. So one would have thought that this opinion should be that she's a Naziri now. So Amru Chacham said, in this situation, Lo Diskavnazu El Lomar, Hare hu alai korban. This woman is not accepting upon herself Nazirus, but she's saying this cup of wine should be like a korban to me. In other words, I will not drink this cup of wine. It's as if she made a neder for this cup of wine. So obviously, this seems to contradict what we just said in the Reish of the Mishnah. The Gemara starts off and says, Maisa Listar, you're bringing a Maisa Shahaya that goes against what you said. The standard way a Mishnah goes about bringing a Maisa Shahaya is to support what we just said. Here, this seems to be a Maisa Listar. It goes against what we just said. So what's going on? Amris Reisha, first you say that if a person says they poured him a cup of wine and he says, Hareini Nazir Imenu, Amris Reisha, Reisha Nazir, the person becomes a Nazir. For other time, then he tells the Maisa Shahaya, Maisa Misha Achas, and it says that she's only making a neder against that one cup of wine. Amo b'hayu b'yaser, only with that one cup of wine is she aser, it's like a carbon to her, but hayena achrino shari, she's allowed to drink other wine, and in other words, she's not a nazira. So what's going on? So Gemara says, no. Again, we're missing pieces of the Mishnah. We mentioned many, many times that Rebbe wrote down the Mishnayis. So Rebbe, every now and then, leaves out stuff from the Mishnayis, so we'll remember that you shouldn't have written it down. So here's another example. Chisuri Masur of Hachitani. Mazgulo Asakos, the Mishnah should be read that they fill up a cup of wine for somebody, and he says, well, Marini Nazvi Menor is a Nazir. So then that, in fact, is a valid Lashon of Naziris, even according to Rabbi Shimon. However, now here's the part that's missing. Vim Shikahu, if this guy was a drunkard, he was a guy that likes a cup of wine, and people love to egg on drunkards. Everybody loves to see the drunkard make a fool of himself. So, oh, have another cup of wine, have another cup of wine. So, Vim Shikahu, if this guy has a tendency never to become drunk, and they say, hey, here's a cup of wine, Marini, Marini, Zarbi Menu. So, when he says, I don't want to drink it, he says, I'm a nausea from it. So, the purpose of that is to get him to stop bothering him. And therefore, ain't no nausea, he's not a nausea. No, he made a neder not to have that cup of wine. And therefore, they hopefully will stop pestering him and bothering him. And that's what both the Rush and Tosu say over here. You can see this in Tosu Diba Masu, Vim Shikahu. So, Pirish, Shederich Bnei Odmala Hatsu Bishikr. People love to egg on a drunkard, Shiishna, they should go drink. Yata Eina Rotsalishnos, but he doesn't want to drink right now. Vyomer, Nazihu, Lesalkomi Alav. he's telling them he's nazir, oh, they won't bother him. Once he tells them he's a nazir, they won't keep on bothering him. Shim lo yomar nazir hu, if he doesn't say that he's a nazir, and he just says, no, I don't want that cup of wine, yari shavilo kosacher. Okay, I make a nether for that cup of wine, so they bring him another cup of wine. L'kach omer nazir l'salkum l'gamer mi'olav. So he says, I'm a nazir. This way, they won't bring him another cup of wine. They won't bother him at all. Because Shim lo yomar nazir hu, if he doesn't tell him he's a nazir, he just says, I don't want that cup of wine, yari shavilo kosacher, they're going to bring him another cup of wine. Like Kachober, Nazir, he's specifically saying Nazir, not because he wants to be a Nazir, just Lasalkim Lagamri love, to get him away from him, to stop them bothering him. Abu Kish ain't no shikr, but if the guy's not a shikr, that's the reish of the Mishnah. Ain't there a chlav zero? There's no reason for them to go and urge him to have another cup of wine if he doesn't accept the first one. Well, Lakach Omer, therefore, when he says the Nazir, that he's a Nazir from this cup of wine, Areini Nazir mi menu, so then Nazir Mikulu, then he becomes a Nazir. And now it's not a Maisa Lista. Now when we continue in the Gemara, and it says, the Im Shikahu, Vama Harini Nazir Mimanu, so then, ain't no Nazir in that situation, he's not a Nazir. Why? My time, the Gemara continues, Kiman, Dama Haria like carbon. It's as if the person is saying, this should be a carbon to me. And therefore, Vachi Teimo, Le Mohachi wasn't he say so, because if he were to say that this cup is a carbon to me, they'll bring him another cup, they'll keep on bothering him. Savar, my sin and Leacharina, Umitsarini, they're going to keep on bothering him. Okay, that one you want to have, well, how about this one? Because they want to see him drunk, they want to see him make a fool of himself, they like to play games with him. So therefore, he says that I'm a Nazir just so they'll stop bothering him, but he doesn't really mean it. And therefore, Emelu Milso Dipsikalu, he says to them something which will get him to stop bothering him. And now the Maisa with the Isha Shikora is a Maisa that's Lisayeya. It's not a Maisa Listor. Umaisa Nami Bisha Achas, that the Gemara now says, you understand the flow, and that's why when the woman says, Omar, Reini Nasri Menu, Amru Chachamim, Lonis Kadnez, Uela Lomar, Harehu Alai Karban. So therefore, what her intention was to get him to stop bothering them, but not to become a Nazira. Now it's a Maisa Lisayeya, not a Maisa Listar. Next Mishnah. The man says, Hareni Nazir Amanash Shehe Shosayayin. If a person says, I wish to become a Nazir, but I want to be able to drink wine. And or he says, Umitame Lemason, or I still want to go and be Mitame Lemason. So in either of these two situations, Harei Zeh Nazir, this is a Nazir, the Aser Bechula, and he becomes a full-fledged Nazir. And then we'll have a Machlokas, is this also that Rabbi Shimon is Moda in this situation, or does Rabbi Shimon disagree with this? Is this a classical Machlokas that we had between the Chacham and the Rameyah, that the Chacham say, as long as you say, I'm a Nazir for one thing, then you become a Nazir for everything, whereas Rabbi Shimon says, unless you accept everything, you're not a Nazir at all. So we'll have a machlokas in the Gemara. One interpretation will say that Rabbi Shimon agrees with this and says in this situation we'll explain why the person does become a Nazir, whereas in other situations he would not. Or the Gemara will have the second explanation that in fact Rabbi Shimon disagrees over here and it just waits till the end of the Mishnah to say that Rabbi Shimon disagrees. In any event, the Tanakhama here certainly holds, the Chacham certainly holds, that if the person says, I wish to become a Nazir, but I retain the right to drink wine, or I'll still be able to be in time of the Mason, I raise a Nazir. The person does become a Nazir, and he's not only a Nazir for what he says, and the other things he's allowed to. No, once you're a Nazir, you're a Nazir for everything. So even though he said, I want to be able to drink wine, he won't be able to drink wine. Even though he says, I want to be in time of the Mason, he won't be able to be in time of the Mason. That's certainly the Tanakhama, the Chacham's opinion. It may or may not be Rabbi Shimon's opinion as well. Now, next part of the Mishnah says, Yodea Nishiesh Naziris. A person says, listen, I know there's a such thing as a Naziris, but I never thought the rabbis would insist that I don't drink wine. Aval Eini Yodea Shanazir Asur B'Yayin. I didn't think that you're not allowed to drink wine. So then, in this situation, Hareza Asur. The Chachamim say that, in fact, you are Asur to go and drink wine in this situation. And here we have Rabbi Shimon is Matir. So here, in the second part, this is what we call the Sefer of this Mishnah, clearly, Rabbi Shimon and the Chacham disagree. The Chacham say, even though he says, I want to be a Nazir, but I don't want to have this restriction about the wine, this Lashon over here, the Chacham still say, that no, you accept upon yourself partial Naziris, you become a full Nazir. There's no such thing as accepting upon yourself partial Naziris. That works, but it becomes a full Naziris. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, unless you accept upon yourself a full Naziris, you're not a Nazir at all. So here, clearly, we have the Machlokas, the Chacham and Rabbi Shimon. And again, this is the same for the Mishnah. The question will be, is it on the Reisha as well? Mishnah continues and says, Yodei Anisha Nazir Asur B'Yayin. The Mishnah tells us over here that the person knows that a Nazir is Asur B'Yayin. However, He says, Abosover, I thought, materially, I thought the rabbis would permit me to have wine. I know in general Nazir can't have wine, but I thought the rabbis would permit me to have wine because I can't live without wine. I gotta have wine. So in this situation, we'll see that the Chachamim say he's mutter. Paradoxically, it seems, the Chachamim's opinion is going to say that he's mutter. We'll have to explain that. Or if he says, open nation, he covers the mason. Or because I have to go bury the dead. I'm a grave digger. I have to go bury the dead. So I know that those who's not allowed to become Tamil Mason, but I thought they would make an exception for me. So in this situation, the Chacham and the Tanakam is saying, Harei Zeh Mutter. He is not a Nazir, even though he accepted upon himself Naziris, with certain exceptions, which the Chacham's sheet says that the exceptions don't apply, and he becomes a Nazir for everything. So one of the answers in the Gemara will have to explain why this case is different. Another answer to the will be that we'll have to see Mukhlev as a Shita, that in fact the Chachamim say over here that he is a Nazir, not that he's Mutter, but that he is a Nazir. And then Rabbi Shimon also, the Girsa that we have is Rabbi Shimon says he is a Nazir in this situation. Seems to be a paradox for Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, unless you accept upon yourself everything, you're not a Nazir. And here he's accepting upon himself only parts, and he does become a Nazir. So we'll have to explain why we seem to have the Shitas incorrect over here. We have the Chachamim say that he's mutter, in other words, he's not a Nazir, and we have Yishimon say that he's also, that he is a Nazir. And that seems to be the opposite of what we've learned, the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. So one answer will be Mukhlef as a Shittas. Yeah, we have to switch it around. When it says Harei Zeh Mutter, that's really the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. And when it says that it's Oser, that's really the opinion of the Chachamim. That'll be the simple way. Yeah, we keep it in accord with everything we learned. Tomorrow we'll have another way, however, to explain why in this particular situation, the opinions are actually the reverse of what we thought they would be. Okay. In any event, the Gemara starts off and tells us, why does Rabbi Shimon only say in the second part of the Mishnah, what I call the Sefer, the Liflog Dami Rabbi Shimon Beresha? Why does it only say there that Rabbi Shimon disagrees? What about the Reisha? The Reisha, the first case that we brought down, was the person says, Al Minas Shehei Shose Yain Umetan LeMeisim, that either I should be able to go drink wine, or that I should be able to go and Umetan LeMeisim. There it says the person is a Nazir, and it doesn't say Rabbi Shimon disagrees. So we seem to have only the opinion of the Chachamim. Why doesn't Rabbi Shimon disagree over there? So Rabbi Shimon ben Levi gives a simple teretz. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, yeah, he disagrees over there too. Cholukoy Rabbi Shimon Avireisha. And he just waited until the Chachamim finished. We find this throughout Shas, that the opinion that disagrees with the Tanakhama will wait till the Tanakhama is done saying everything, and then it will say, I disagree. So too over here, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi says that Rabbi Shimon disagrees in the Reisha, as well as what I call the Sefer, which is the middle part of the Mishnah. And in these two situations, Rabbi Shimon says he's not a Nazir, and in both these two situations, the Chachamim say he is a Nazir. On the other hand, Ravina disagrees. Ravina Amar, no. Bereisha, in the first section of the Mishnah, in fact, lo polig Rabbi Shimon. In fact, Rabbi Shimon agrees in that situation, the person will become a Nazir. Why is that? Bereisha lo polig Rabbi Shimon, because my taima, mishum dahavale masna mashikos of the Torah, the halamasna mashikos of the Torah, teno batel. Because it's as if the person is making a condition against something that's written in the Torah. And when you make a condition against something that's written in the Torah, your condition doesn't apply, but your original statement, I wish to become a Nazir, but I'm going against something that's in the Torah, so then you are a Nazir, even according to Rabbi Shimon, and the exception that you want to make, which goes against what's written in the Torah, falls by the side. So therefore, in the ratio, when the person says, Harini Nazir, Al Minas, he's saying, it's with the condition that I'm going against what it says in the Torah, that I should be allowed to drink wine, so then his condition falls apart, he isn't allowed to drink wine, and in fact he becomes a Nazir. Ravina says, even according to Rabbi Shimon. So in the Reisha of the Mishnah, there's no machlokas between Chachamim and Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon, because it's Masna Mashkas of the Torah, and Masna Mashkas of the Torah, Tino Bato. So Rabbi Shimon agrees according to Ravina. According to Rabbi Shimon Levi, he doesn't agree. He argues that he was just very polite, waited until the Chachamim finished, the Tanakama finishes, and then he says, I disagree. No. Taka Ravina is making very good sense. It's Masna Mashkas of the Torah. Why does Rabbi Shimon Levi say that Rabbi Shimon disagrees even in the Reisha? So that's what the Gemara asks now. Rabbi Shimon Levi, what does he do with that? Masna Mashkas of the Torah. He agrees with that din. So how come he says the Reisha is good? So Amalach, he says, no. When it said Almanas, it didn't mean Almanas like it's a Tanai, and therefore he's making a Tanai against Mashkas of the Torah and it should fall apart. When he said, Hi, Almanas, Kechutz Domi, it's as if he said, with the exception of. So he's not making a Tanai. This is a classical situation where a person accepts upon himself only parts of Nazirus. The Chachamim say the full Nazirus takes effect. And Mishnah says, unless you accept everything, the Nazirus doesn't take effect at all. Oh, so according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, the Reisha is in fact a Machlokas as well, and Ravina says it's not. Tanya Kavasa the Ravina. We have a Braisa, however, that supports Ravina. What is the Braisa? The Braisa says, if a person says, Hareini Nazir Amanash, Shosayayin, the Braisa says, Beferish. a person accepts upon himself almanas. Now, Rabbi Shimon Levi says almanas means chutz, but this brisa says almanas means tanai. And therefore, if the person says almanas sheishos yai, or he says almanas mitame lemesim, that I should be allowed to go and be mitame lemesim hareze nazir v'asa b'chulon. So here, clearly, it paskins that the din is according to everybody. It's mas amash because of the Torah. So even Rabbi Shimon would say, exactly like Ravina said, that he would be a nazir. And that's because Meshur Mas Hamash Kosu B'Torah. We call Mas Hamash Kosu B'Torah Tino Batel. So with the Brisa that states Beferish like Ravina and doesn't say like Rav Shimon Levi. Okay. Then we go on. We quote the Mishnah. It says Yodei Ani Isha Nazir Also B'Yayin. A person says, I know a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, but no way the rabbi is then that to me because I'm a guy that needs to have wine. So here the Girsa that we had was the Chachamim, the Tanakhama says, even though they normally hold he would be a Nazir, say, here you're not a Nazir. We have to explain why. And Rabbi Shimon would say, yeah, here you are a Nazir, even though they normally say that you're not a Nazir. So the Gemara says, wait a second, that seems to go against what we hold previously. The Amos Ratio, we've already learned previously that it is the opinion of the Chachamim that in fact, when you take upon yourself any part of Nazirus, you accept all the other aspects of Nazirus as well. And it was Rabbi Shimon that said that's not true. So we have a problem. So one says, you're right. So switch around the last gear. So I said, this is a simple teretz. Instead of saying, the chacham hold hareza mutter, and Rabbi Shimon says, oser, so flip it around and say, hareza also, the chacham hold that he's a nazir, and therefore, everything is also to him. And it was Rabbi Shimon that was a matir, lishita so. So therefore, the simplest answer is that the last part of the Mishnah, you just have to flip around the shittas, and then we're totally in accord. The chachamim always say that he's a nazir, if he accepted upon himself part of nazirus, and Rabbi Shimon says, you're always not a nazir, unless you accept upon yourself full nazirus. Simple answer, no problem. But we'll have two other terutzim now. The second teretz is la'olam lo tefel. No, don't switch it around. The gears that we have. We never like to say muchlev as a shita. We never like to make a correction unless we have absolutely no choice. So the first teretz was, there is no choice. So therefore, you have to go and make the amendation to the text. But the second teretz, Yibayi Seima says la'olam lo tefel. Don't flip it around. And the gears that we have, the Chachamim say he's mutter, he's not a nazir, and Rabbi Shimon says he's oser, he is a nazir, is in fact correct. And the answer is Hasan, when we turn to Yud Aleph on the Beis, because there, Bereisha, in the first case of the Mishnah, Kigon de Naza Mechada, the person says, I accept upon myself Nazirus from one of the three categories, either I won't have grapes or wine, I won't become Matari L'Mezim, I won't cut my hair. And according to the Chachamim, the Rabbanon, the Amri, the person is HaRezeh Nazir V'Yosur, even if you only accepted upon yourself one of them, you automatically go in all of them. So therefore, that's why you're a Nazir. And Rabbi Shimon, the Amr, Achiyasi Mikulam, Mutter. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, unless you accept all of them, you're Mutter. So that's the Reisha, exactly the way he explained it. But now, why is the Sefer flip it around? So the Gemara says, Sefer, the reason why you want to switch and say that now the Chacham say that you're not a Nazir and Rabbi Shimon says you are a Nazir is because the Sefer is the Nodar Mikulu. He says, I accept upon myself all aspects of Naziris. So therefore, everybody agrees he's a Nazir in that situation. But then the Itshal Mechoda, he goes and asks on only one of them. He goes and asks and he says, listen, I don't wish to become a Nazir in regards to the wine. I accept upon myself full Nazir, so he's a full Nazir. But then he says, I'd like to go and have the Chachamim be matir one of these things to let me drink wine, because I can't live without wine. Now here, Lira Abonin, according to the Chachamim, the Amrei, Afilu no Nazir, Elam Yechas Mehen Hevi Nazir, that they hold that even if you accept upon one of the categories, of the three of Naziris, you become a Nazir for all three. The same thing works if you want to get rid of them. Ki machil mechoda minayu ishtere. Therefore, if you even ask Sheila on one of them, it knocks off all of them. So, somewhat paradoxically, according to this Ibai Seima, the Chacham's opinion is, to become a Nazir, you just have to accept upon yourself one of the three, and then all three are accepted. But once you've accepted all three, and then you show on even one of them, it knocks off all three. And that's why you're not a Nazir, according to the Chachamim, you're mutter. As opposed to Rabbi Shimon, the exact opposite svara. According to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon to Amar Achiyazi Mikulam, Rabbi Shimon says, until you go and accept all three, you're not a Nazir, so too. Ki Masho, when you're already a Nazir and you want to go and negate it, you can't just be shol on one of them, you have to be shol on all three. Ki Masho Nami Mehahu Adamacho Mikulu. Even though you ask for Shela on one of them, oh, I got to drink wine, oh, I got to go and bury people, so then unless you're mashal on all of them, ad mashal mikulu, mishum hachik, tani, mishum nosa, then you remain a nazir until you go and ask on all three of them. So, somewhat paradoxically, but we understand now, the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon flip around their shitas, and the Chachamim say that you're no longer a Nazir, and Rabbi Shimon says you still are a Nazir when you accepted upon yourself all Nazirus, and now you ask the Sheila on only one of them. The Chachamim Lishitasim says if you ask on one, it's enough to knock off all three, because if you accepted one, it's enough to accept all three. And Rabbi Shimon says if you only accepted one, you don't accept all three, and you're not a Nazir, so once you've accepted all three, you have to knock off all three in order to become no longer a Nazir. That's teretz number two. If I say teretz number three, how come we have a different shita in the Sefer, the Mishnah? It seems to be that Rabbi Shimon and the Chacham have switched around their opinions. So teretz number three is, we're dealing over here, b'nidrei onsin ko miflegei. The machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Shimon in the last case of the Mishnah is dealing specifically with nidrei onsin. Now this should be familiar to us. We learned this in the Darim, and we'll go through it again now. The Rush explains it, reminds us of the Gemara in the Darim very, very well. We'll go through the Rush inside in a moment, and we'll see that how does this machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Shimon over here parallel a machlokas that we had in the Darim regarding nidrei onsin, which we'll explain more fully in a moment what exactly that means. We'll see inside in the Rush, but for now we'll just say that a person says this should be true if I, let's say, don't come back from a certain place by a certain time, and then some unavoidable accident happens that prevents you from coming back. So you never really had in mind that the nidrei should take effect if you don't come back because of an accident. So therefore, does that or does that not need shelas chacham, or does it just fall off on its own? And that is, in fact, the machlokas of a pluk of the Shmuel of Rav Asi, as we'll see again inside in a moment. So, the third teretz that we're going to give now, why the Chacham and Rabbi Shimon seem to have flipped around their shitos in the third case in the Mishnah, is actually this same machlokas in regards to nidrei onsin that we had a machlokas between Shmuel and Rav Asi. Do you need hataras chachamim or not? Now, I said this all outside. Now we'll see it inside. It's not. What is this? This is a Mishnah that we had in the Darm. This is a Mishnah on the Darm, Daf Chof Omud Beis, which tells us the following four categories in the Darm. Arba in the Darm, Hetiru Chachamim, the Chachamim were mat to them. And we'll see the machlokas is. What does it mean they were mat to them? The machlokas being Shmuel Ravasi. Ravasi is going to say, yeah, they're heter gomim with their raisa, but the rabbi still insisted that you go and do Hataras in the Darm, so people shouldn't take vows very leniently. So therefore, Rav Asi says you still mechuyev to do hataras nedarim, even though on a deraisa level these nedarim fall off. Whereas Shmuel says, what are you talking about? The Mishnah says arba nedarim hetiru chachamim, meaning you don't have to go and do a formal hataras nedarim. The neder never took place in the first place. So this is a machlokas in regards to these four things: nidrei zeruzin, nidrei havoy, nidrei shagogos, nidrei onsin. So now let's see inside in the Rush. We'll start with Dibra Maskel, Dalid Nadar. We'll read a little bit in the Rush, or quite a bit in the Rush actually, to explain this one. The Rush happens to have the order differently. The Rush has Nidrei Zeruzin, then he has Nidrei Shagogos, then he has Nidrei Havoy, and then he ends up with Nidrei Onsin. So we'll just follow along in the Rush. We'll read all four of these things inside of the Rush right now, starting with Dibra Maskel, Dalid Nadar. We'll make life very easy. We'll go through the Gemara that we had in the Nadar. The Rush goes through it all. So Mefarish Hasam, the Rush tells us it was explained over there in the Darm Daf Chaf Omud Beis, the seller Ruvein Hayamocher and Chafet Zvi Amar Konem She'eni Poches Lecha Min HaSela. He says, "There's no way I'm selling to you for less than a seller." Ba'alomer, the other person says, "Konem She'eni Mosiv Lecha Al HaShekel." There's no way I'm paying one penny more than a shekel. There are two shekels in a seller. So in other words, he's saying, "I'll sell it to you for a seller and no less." And the other one says, I'll only buy it for a shekel and no less. So, Ushtayim wrote in Begimel Dinar, right? A sela is four and a shekel is two. So, they're really both the compromise for three dinar, three zuzim. So, Shneim, Mutarim, in this situation, they each made an end. I'm not selling it to you for less than four. And this one says, I'm not buying it for you for less than two. They make an end. But they're all really doing this just to negotiate. So therefore, in this situation, they're all doing it as a negotiating ploy to spur their friend to say, oh, he said he's making an end. Okay, I got to go down a little bit. Well, I have to go up a little bit. This is critical. What they're basically saying is they didn't mean it as a nether. So therefore, it doesn't need to have Hataras Nedarim, according to Shmuel. According to Rav Asi, it would need Hataras Nedarim, Midrabanan. So that's the first example of Nidrei Zeruzin. Next one that the Rosh has in his order is Nidre Shkagos. It's out of order from us. We have Nidre Havoy next, but we'll go straight in the Rosh. Keep on reading the Rosh, Nidre Shkagos. What's that? Keep going. Person says, Konein imochalti vishosisi. Person says, I will not, I'm not going to get a hanor from this thing. This item will be a konein to me, like a carb to me, if I ate or drank. Now, he didn't think he ate or drank the Nizka, but then subsequently he realized, Shachal vishasa. So therefore, lo havi neder. That's also not a neder, because when he made the neder, this should be also to me, if I ate or drank, he really thought he didn't eat or drink. Daminan, the other mishvua, prat la'onus. He didn't intend this to include an onus, where he forgot. Ubishar shenader, when he was making the neder, hayasav shalowachal. He really didn't think he had eaten or drunk. The lawyer with daito lidor, and he really therefore wasn't intending it as a neder. And therefore, this is a shkaga. For onusu, machmas shkocha. So he only did this because he forgot, and that's therefore not a real nether. What's nether avoy? The next one. So konim im lo ra'isi baderech hazeh ka'oli mitzrayim. The person uses what we call a guzm over here. Oh, there were a million people there at the rally. Oh, there were a million people there. 200,000 people. But he said a million because that's a large number. So he says, I saw so many people there, like the 600,000 in Mitzrayim. Or he says, im lo ra'isi nachosh kikiros beisabat. I saw the snake. It was so big, right? The person, I caught such a big fish. It was 500 pounds. No, it was 50 pounds. So in this situation, ain't a nether. It's also not a nether. Why? Shekein derech anoshim kishiron dover mufla. When people see the unusual thing, umeshuna, very strange. So mosif in a love sofas yoser, and this is called a havoy. It's an exaggeration. Umidvar of loshin havoy beguzma. So therefore, that's the third type of a nether. And the fourth one is nidre onsin. So for example, hidiro chaveru shelchasol. His friends pestering to go and eat by him. The and then he got sick. So who? Or his son got sick. So he said, if I don't eat by you, this thing should be awesome to me. But he was planning on eating by you. Okay, but now something came up. He got sick, and that's why he's not eating by him. Or his son got sick, and that's why he's not eating by him. Or he was planning to go to him, and then the river flooded the road. So he wasn't able to get there. So kivun sha'akavo ones, since his not getting there was an accident and not what he was intending, so lo havi neder, it's also not a neder, because da daita lahi lo nader, when this situation occurred, that wasn't what he had in mind originally. And therefore, all of these, everybody agrees, both Ravasi and Shmuel, they agree that on the rice level, he doesn't need to do anything, it's not considered a neder. Now how does this relate to our machlokas between the Chachamim and the Rabbi Shimon? So on this machlokas in the Darim, I'm reviewed on Ravasi. Reviewed the name of Ravasi. Arboa in the Darim halalu tzricha mishaylo. So reviewed on Ravasi says on a Darabanan level, you still need to ask hataras chachamim. You need to do hataras in the Darim. Arboa dvarim halalu tzricha mishaylo lechachamim. You have to do hataras in the Darim because otherwise people are going to take vows very leniently. So this is to give a little bit of power to people. They should know, hey, don't say these things because it's going to lead to trouble. Whereas Kiamriti Kamei de Shmuel, Yehuda learned by Rav. When Rav died, he went to learn sometimes by Shmuel, sometimes learned by Ravasi. So when he went to say over what he had heard from Ravasi to Shmuel, we find this many times that he would tell over to Shmuel what he had heard from Rav or he had heard from Ravasi. So Kiamriti Kamei de Shmuel, he told his din over to Shmuel that he heard from Ravasi. Shmuel said, doesn't make any sense. Amali said, look at the Mishnah. Tana Kitani Hitiru Chacham. The Tana wrote that the rabbis mattered it. In other words, they didn't need a Taras Adarim, it fell off on its own. You're saying that you have to do this? Doesn't make any sense. So, this is the machlokes between Shmuel and Ravasi. And how does that relate over here to our machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon? So, Gemara says, Rabbanon, our Tanakam, our Rabbanon, Sabri Kishmuel, the whole like Shmuel, that the nether goes off by itself. You don't need to do anything. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, Kiravasi, he says, no, you still need a Taras Chachamim. You do need to do a HaTorah over here. So in our case, when he accepted upon himself the zeros, then he said, but I didn't think the rabbis would make me do this. So yeah, you're right. Technically, on another ISA level, the zeros falls off. But the rabbis who hold like Rav Asi said, now you need to do this with the Rabbanan. And Rabbi Shimon holds like this opinion Rav Asi. Whereas Acham say, no, the nether falls off by itself because it never really took effect. It's not what you intended if you can't drink wine. So therefore, it doesn't even need HaTorah Sadar. That's why it's Mutter. That was the third Teretz. And now let's go on to the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah, Reini Nazir, B'olai Legaleach Nazir. A person says, I want to be a Nazir. And in addition to that, I want to pay for the Kabbanos of somebody else who's taken upon himself Naziris, and he has to bring the Ola, the Shlomim, and the Chattis. It's expensive, so I want to help out a poor Nazir and pay for his Kabbanos. His friend hears him say that. B'shama chaveiro. Elah says, what a nice thing to do. I'm going to do the same thing. V'omar va'ani, me too, v'olai legalech nozir. Now, this seems to be an unnecessary phrase. He says, v'ani, I would have thought that it means both of them, that he accepts upon himself to be a nozir and legalech nozir. But he says over here, v'ani, I wish to be a nozir. And then as well, v'olai legalech nozir. And I also want to take upon myself to pay for one nozir's korbanos, the ola, the chatos, and the shlamim. So in this situation, the Mishnah says that he is in fact taken upon himself that. So when Reuven said it first, Harini Nazir, Walai Legalech Nazir, and Shimon says, me too, Vani, Walai Legalech Nazir, that's exactly what he means. The simple understanding, this is Mohav Machlokes, there's other ways to understand it. The simple understanding is that he says, me too, Vani, and as well, that was only going on the first statement that I would be a Nazir. And then I'm also saying, Walai Legalech Nazir, I'm also accepting upon myself to pay for a Nazir's Korbanos. So it's two separate statements. The first, Vani, only goes on the Harini Nazir part that Reuven had said. Shimon says, me too, I also want to be a Nazir. And then he says, in addition, V'alai L'galach Nazir, I also want to pay for a Nazir's Korbanos. Now, you both have now, Reuven and Shimon, each becoming a Nazir, and each having to pay for somebody else's Korbanos. If they want to be smart, the Mishnah says, they don't want to go and pay a lot of extra money, so what they can do is, each of them can pay for the other one's Korbanos, and fulfill the second part of the Nether, that V'alai L'galach Nazir, and this way they don't only have to pay one time and not two times. In my Pichim, they want to be smart about this, Megalchin says that. Reuven can pay for Shimon's Zeruses, Shimon can pay for Reuven's Zeruses. And the Chiddush is, that even though when he said Olai Legaleach Nazir, the first time Reuven said this, Shimon wasn't yet a Nazir, so it doesn't mean that he only had to be in a Legaleach, a Nazir was already a Nazir. It's just at some point in time, even if a person accepted upon himself the Naziris after he had said this Olai Legaleach Nazir, it still would work. So that's the Chiddush over here. Megalchin says this. So Reuven can pay for Shimon's Korbanos, Shimon can pay for Reuven's Korbanos, Bimlav. But if it's not, if they don't, then they would have to go Megalchin Nazir Nechayim. So then, if Reuven doesn't want to pay for Shimon, Shimon doesn't want to pay for Reuven, or they say, no, I meant to pay for somebody else, I don't mind paying twice, so then they would each have to pay for a different Nazir. Megalchin Nazir Nechayim. Okay. Gemara starts off and says, Yiboy Luhu, they ask the following Shalom in the base of Medrash. I already answered this, so we'll see it inside now. Shama Chaveiro, when Shimon hears and he says, V'omar Va'ani, me too, Mahu, what is he saying? And I also want to do this. Was he going on the entire statement, the first part of the statement, or only the second part of the statement that Reuven had made? Was he going on Harini Nazir, first part, or was he going on the second part, V'yolai Legalech Nazir, or on both of them? That's the Gemara's question that they asked in the Beis Medrash. Shama Chavei Ramani Mahu, what does it mean when he said Vani? Does it mean Vani Akula Dibura Mashma, both part one and part two, or Dilmor, Apalga Dibura Mashma, only on part one or only on part two? And if you're going to tell me it means Palga, only on part one or part two, in terms of Omar Apalga Dibura Mashma, which part? Arei Shoa Seifa. Was it talking about the first part, that I want to be a Nazir, or the second part, Olai Legalech Nazir? So we've already answered this. The simple way to understand this means it's only going on the first part, and now the Gemara will prove why that's the case, at least according to the first version. Toshma, I'll show you, our Mishnah. It says, Vani, Shimon says, and I too, me too, V'yolai Legalech Nazir. And then he says the second part, Legalech Nazir. Now, Imma, you pick, and Megachon says that. The Mishnah said, if they're smart, Reuven can do Shimon, Shimon can do Reuven. Now, Midikamar, Vani, V'yolai, since he said both parts, why did Shimon say both parts? He said Vani, and then he said V'yolai Legalech Nazir. So obviously, Shema Mina, Vani only goes on Apal Gidabur, only on part of his statement, because he then had to still say, Olai Legalech Nazir. And the second part then, okay, Amrei, in. Yes, let's say, Apalgi Diburi Mashma, which part? Miyahu, Miyu, Amrei Sha'o HaSeifa. So again, Mina, you can learn this out straight from our Mishnah. Because he said in our Mishnah, Midikomar, V'yolai Legaleach, he made an entire second statement that I will also be obligated to bring korbanos for a Nazir. That was part two of the statement. Obviously, Vani only went on part one of the statement. Shema Mina, Vani, when he said Vani, Al Tchilas Diburi Mashma, was only going on the first part. So asked and answered, we've explained this nice and simple, how you understand the Mishnah. That's Rava's understanding. Rav Huna, Breda, Rav Yeshua, questions this. I'm like, Rav Huna, Breda, Rav Yeshua, Rav, he says, wait a second, Mimai Dehachi, who says that you're right? La'olam, maybe you could argue the other way. La'olam, in fact, Emeloch, I could tell you, Vani, Akula, the Dibura, the words, and I, me too, goes on both parts, part one and on part two. I will accept by myself these ears, and I will pay for somebody else's korbanos. Either, why did he say it? V'im Yishum V'yolai, why did he say V'yolai Ligaleya? Why did he add that on? So he was explaining what Va'ani meant. My Ka'amar V'yolai, what did I mean when I said V'yolai? V'hamilsa, that is what I meant when I said Va'ani. So the V'olai Ligaleya is only an explanation of what Va'ani meant, but Va'ani meant both. And I'll show you that I'm right with what the Rebbe Yeshua says, because the Elo Temahachi, if you don't say what I'm saying, so then why did it say in the Sefer, the Tani Sefer, Harei Alai Legalech Chatzin Nozik? Now this Sefer is talking about tomorrow's Shia. Often we have Mishnayos that are separated by a couple of Dapim of Gemara. If you look in the Mishnayos, they're all together in the same Mishnah. So we refer to a Reisha on Daf Yud Aleph and the Sefer on Daf Yud Beis, for example. So we'll learn this in tomorrow's Shia. It says over there, the Kani Sefer, called the Sefer of our Mishnah. And it says over there, if a person accepts upon himself, he says, Harei Olai Legalea Chatzi Nozir. I will accept upon myself to do the taglachas, in other words, to pay for the kabanos of a chatzi nozir. So the Gemara there will have a discussion. Does he mean that a half of a person, and therefore he has to pay for the whole person's kabanos, or does he mean half of the kabanos? So let's assume right now we're working within the framework that means I'll pay the half the money, the kabanos of a nozir. So that's, let's say, what it means. So let's assume that means I'll pay 50% of his kabanos, I'll pay 50% of the olah, the chatas, and the shlamim, v'shama chadeiro. And Reuven said that, and then Shimon heard this, and he said, oh, me too, I'll help you out. Omar, v'ani, me too. Alay legalei chatzi nozir. But here, there isn't two parts to it. I will be a nozir, and I'll pay for somebody else's kabanos. Here it says, I'll pay for somebody else's kabanos. And it says over there as well, legalei chatzi nozir, after he said v'ani. So why did he have to say that? Now, Hossam, Miko, Tartimili, there aren't two possibilities over there. So clearly, the second part is explaining the first part, because there's only a first part. There's only one part. Vani, he said that. And he says, Alay Legalea Chatzi Nazir. I also will, so clearly, the Alay Legalea Chatzi Nazir was explaining the Ani. Not that it's a separate statement. So to an Agamar, Rav Huda Rishu would say to Rava, when it says Vani, so that means on both parts. And when he says Alay Legalea, he's just explaining part of what Vani meant. Ella, my kamar olai. When he says the olai, it's b'ha milsa. He's explaining it. Hachanami, you know, Mishnah, ki kamar olai b'ha milsa. So if Rebbe Yeshua tells him, no, lav davka the way you're learning it, Rava. Rava says, no, I'm right and you're wrong. Amalei Rava, Rava tells him, no, hachi hashta, your logic doesn't make sense. The two cases aren't comparable. The reisha, our Mishnah on Yud Aleph, is different than tomorrow's Mishnah on Yud Beis with the chatzi nozer. Why? Hachi hashli, the two aren't comparable. Iyamris, if you say like me, everything is fine. Bishlama, Reisha, Tzricha, the first part over here, you need to say both of them because the ani goes only on, I'll be a nozer too, me too, and alay legaleach means I'll also go and pay for somebody's korbanos. You need both of those as two separate statements, not that one is explaining the other, so it makes sense. The Reisha, Tzricha, you needed to say the second part. And the Sefer, the Mishnah tomorrow, is lo tzricha because there's only one declaration. So then why did it say it then? What was its purpose in saying ani olai legalei chatzi nozir for parallelism? Mishum reisha de tzricha. So therefore, the only reason the Sefer says it, Sefer lo tzricha, reisha tzricha, so that's why it's for parallelism. But according to you, once they tell me the din and the reisha, why do I need to tell it again to be in the Sefer? If by the reisha, the second part of the statement is an explanation of the first part, so then why do you need to tell me that again in the second Mishnah, tomorrow's daf on Yud Beis? Ella, yeah, it's Reisha lo tzricha. You're telling me Reisha, it really wasn't necessary to say both statements because Bani incorporated both statements and it's only telling us over here, that's what I meant, my the Kamar. So then, once you tell it to me in the Reisha, you don't need it in the Sefer. Sefer lo tzricha as well. So then, Tani Reisha, the lo tzricha, but Tani Sefer lo tzricha, why would it say both of them? So therefore, once you teach me the din of the Reisha, there's no reason to tell me the din of the Sefer. So therefore, Rav Huna's Bered the Rav Yeshua was wrong according to Rava. This is a good break point. We didn't get to the bottom of the daf, but the next little bit of the bottom of the daf is going to continue into the sugya tomorrow on Yud Beis, so we'll save it to then. With this, we conclude today's shiur.